Welcome to Rambam and the Line, a project of Sichais in English. This is Rabbi Zusha Winner with today's shiur, and we are learning Hilchos Tumas Meis, the 14th chapter, and it contains 7 halachos. Pedik Arba Asa, the 14th chapter, halacha Aleph. Ein tuma nechneses la'oyel, v'lo yoytza mimenu. Tuma does not enter a oyel, a tent, and it does not travel through a tent to go to another, to a neighboring room. For pachos mitefach al tefach, if the opening between the two rooms, or between the two tents, is less than a square tefach, a handbreadth. Ketzad, how is this, for example? Chalon shebein bayis levayis. A window, or any opening, that is between one house to the other house, or one room to the other room. Shebein bayis lalia, to the room downstairs, and a room in the second floor. In yesh bay tefach al tefach meruba, if it is a square tefach, v'hoyso tuma ba'achad mahem, and there is a tuma in one of these rooms, habayis hasheni tome, the second room, the neighboring room, whether it's on the side or above, would also become tome. If in the window there is not an opening of a tefach, the tuma does not travel through it, does not enter the second oyel. Where does this apply? If it's a window, an opening, which the man made it for his personal use. He is using that opening. And it's not used just for light to enter through it. However, an opening which a man made that so that it should bring light into that room, that light should enter through it, the opening has to be is a minimum of a punyan. A punyan was a coin used in those days, and it obviously is less than a tefach. However, it was a large coin. It was the size of a punyan. And therefore, if the opening between the two is the size of an if the opening in that wall is the size of a punyan, and it lets light through it, then it would the tumor would travel through it. La tumor yoytze mimenu, and the tumor will travel through it. Ketzad, how is this? An example. Hoysa tumor v'bayis, if there was tumor in the house. Uvo odom v'nismach l'chaloin zeh shalmoet. And a man leans on the outside, he leans over this window, which is used for light. Or he puts in that opening a utensil. Or he puts a tent and he leans it on that wall. So therefore, the opening, that window, that opening, is entering and going towards the tent. Nitma kol sheba oyel. Everything that is in the neighboring oyel, it becomes tamei shatuma yaitzalai, because the tuma goes out to the oyel, through that window. Now it's obviously that the Rambam doesn't say the case over here of two neighboring rooms, because if it's a hole between two neighboring rooms, it obviously is not made for light to go through it, it's to use that opening to pass things from one room to the other room. And therefore it's asuya l'tashmish, and you would need the minimum size of a tefach for the tumah to travel through it. But if it's an opening used for light, it has to be an opening that's by the outside wall. The chaloina osi l'oira, a window that is used to bring light, husheinu lav tikra, it has no roof above it, elagolu hu lashemesh, it is exposed to the sun. And therefore the Rambam brings a case where this is a window to an outside wall, a wall that goes towards the outside, and a person on the outside is leaning on it or using it, or he builds an oyel, a tent out from on the outside, leaning on this wall, and therefore the tumah that's in the house will travel through this opening. Halacha beis chaloin hanase shaloi viday od, an opening which is not made by human hands. Kigoin shecharuhu mayim. For example, that water hollowed out this hole. Oishratzim, or creeping animals. Oishalachalatim alachas, or that it was eaten away by a salty, like soil or powder, probably saltpeter. Oishayachalayim pakuk venitalapkuk, or if this was a window which was stopped up and the stopper fell out. Or there was a glass window over here and it broke. The size of this opening should be the minimum of a fist. And the Mishnah says this is a groifish of Ben Batiach. The Mishnah Masechta Kehil says this is the fist of Ben Batiach. And he was a large, giant-sized man. So therefore, how do we know what the size of this person's fist was? So therefore, the Gemara says, "V'hu karoish gadol shalada." So the Rambam said, and the Rambam brings it lalacha that this is the size of a head, a large head of a man, and this means an average man, but it's a large head, not a small head. And if the opening where it was broken through has this size, then the tumah would travel through that. And therefore we see that we have three sizes, three shiurim, as to the openings that would cause the tumah to travel through them. If it's an opening that is for use made by a man, then the size would be a tefach. If it's an opening used for light, the size would be a punyan. If it was not made by man intentionally as an opening, the size is like a large head of a man. And when do you say that the minimum size of this shear is this egrev, this large fist, which is the size of a man's head, is if he didn't have in mind that he's now going to use this opening for his personal use. Avalim choshev olav l'sashmis. But if he had the intention to use this for his use, shiur v'paseach tefach, then the shear would be for paseach tefach. That was even though originally it was broken through unintentionally, but then he decides that, well, he's going to use this opening for his personal use, then even if it's less than the size of a man's head, it's the size of a paseach tefach, of a tefach, it would cause the tumah to travel. Choshev olav l'moed. And if he had the intention that he would decide to use it now to bring in the light, the shear would be a punyan. Because over here, in our case, the thought is considered like an action. And therefore, his thought and his intentions as to what purpose this opening would be, that would make the difference in the din as to how much this opening has to be, the minimum size of this opening. Halachic Gimel. Moir Shehitzchul Sasmai. An opening that was used for a window, for light. And he began to stop it up. V'lohispik l'gomrei, and he did not finish. V'nei shahoyo loitit, because he didn't have enough mud. He started to stop it up, fill in the opening with mud. But he didn't complete the stopping. Oishikro chaveder, he was called by his friend. Oishikosh choleli Shabbos, the night of Shabbos came, it became dark. V'nishal imenu ma'at, and a little still remained to the opening. Im nishal imenu roim etzba'ayim aroichev hagudu. If a little opening the amount of two fingers and the width of a thumb, maybe as a tumah, this would cause the tumah to travel through it. Pachas mekan, if it's less than it, harukasosum, it is as if it has been completely sealed. Halacha dalet, chalayim gadol, a large window, ha'asui la'ira, which was fashioned to let light into it. It was a window to admit light. Va'yibash svacha v'chayitzba. And it had in it the window, there was some lattice work, which is basically like bars across the window. In yesh shamok b'makam echad nemena kufunyin, if in one place, between one bar and the other bar, between one piece of the lattice work and the other, there is an opening the size of a punyin, maybe a satuma or maitse satuma. The tumah will enter through that opening, and it will leave through that opening. If the holes in the lattice work were very small and very thin, and there isn't the size of a punjain in any of these holes, it is as if it is completely sealed. And this, they understood the same thing would apply by screens. A screen, if the screen or the fence over the window have openings which are the size of a punjin, the Torah would travel through it. If they are little tiny holes, then each hole does not have the size of a punjin, it would not travel through it. And the point of this halach is that we do not calculate if we would put the size of all of these openings together. We would calculate and we would come to a sum of holes which is larger than a punjan. But no, we judge each hole individually. And if it's a screen and may have many openings, but if there is not one individual opening which is the size of a punjan, the tumah would not travel through it. Similarly, a window which is for person's use, and there's grating bars or screens in the, if there's an opening that in the size of a square tefach in this lattice work on the screen, may be a mighty, then the tumah would enter through it and leave through it. Vim love, and if not, hadahika suma, as if it has been completely sealed. Halacha hey, chaloyin shigluya la'avir, a window that is facing the outside, the open air, shiyura kafundyan, its minimum size is like a fundyan. And if we're talking about a window which was obviously used to let the light in, because it has been made only to permit the light to enter, like it has been explained. If he built a room outside, on the outside of this window, and this window now is under a roof, but he being shnei vatim, it's like between two houses or between two rooms, shiyura b'seyach tefach, the minimum amount would be a tefach. Because now it doesn't serve as an opening to let light in, now it serves as an opening between two rooms, which is used by the room. And the size would be a tefach. Nasen es hatikra b'emtza chaloyin. If he places the roof in the midway in the window, the bottom part of this window, which now is under the roof, its amount, the minimum amount, would be the size of a tefach. The elyon, and the higher part, the upper half of this opening of this window, shelamayla min hatikra, which protrudes above the roof, shirik afundyain, its minimum size would be of a fundyain, and they should go elaver, because the upper half of that window is open to the air, and therefore it is only considered a window which is used for light, and the minimum size is a pundyain. Halachavav, hachoyer shabadelis, a hole that's in the door, or the carpenter left a gap above, which the door does not fill the whole doorway, or it was either above or below, he left an opening. He closed the door, but he didn't shut it tight. And there's an opening between the two wings of the door. Apparently we're talking about a door that has two sides to it, one on the right and one on the left. And therefore you have to close both the right side and the left side of the door. And then when you close it, you have to tighten it so they should be one door should be tightened with the other. But over here he didn't close it tightly, and therefore there's still an opening between the two wings of the door. Or he closed the door and the wind blew it open. And all of these, if the opening is like a large fist, And we mentioned before, the size of this is like a large head of a man. The Tumah enters and it leaves through this opening. And in other words, all of the openings in this halacha are something that it wasn't made for a specific purpose. It wasn't made, these holes. For example, the hole in this door, some of us should explain, is that originally the carpenter had this opening for his use to get things in and out of from both sides of the door. But it wasn't made to be here for the use while it's placed in this doorway. Or the case when the door wasn't tightened or wasn't closed or the window blew it open. All of this is considered an opening which was not made intentionally by a man for his use or to let light in. And therefore the halacha would apply over here that the opening has to be the minimum of the size of a large head. Is it less than the size of this fist? It's considered sealed. Halacha zayin. Someone makes a hole in the wall so he can put a reed or a pipe in this hole. And of course, this we're talking about a hole that goes through and through, because otherwise, in any case, the tumah would not travel through it. Or to put in it a large nail or a large bar, probably to serve as a latch to lock the door. Was a hole made in the door to see people who are coming and going, to speak through that hole with his friend. This is considered like a window or an opening that was made for use, for one's personal use, and the shear over here would be the size of a tefach. You have been listening to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichos in English.